Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe. Hello, everyone. Join us tonight for another hour of life center style conversation and discussion and learning as we nosh on the current events and trends with a spiritual perspective. You can join in the conversation of our show by calling 646-727-3206. That's 646-727-3206. Or you can go online to the chat area. We'd love to hear from you. So let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight.
Okay, for tonight's wonderful cafe. Hi, this is Robin Misevich, one of the regular diners here at the Transformation Cafe, and we thank you all for tuning in, whether you're live with us now. And if you're live, please feel free to get into our blog and have some chatting going on. We're going to have a couple different kind of current events that we're going to be covering tonight, and we'd love to have you being participating. And scoot on in, bring your chair on in, and we'll go ahead and be talking about some stuff tonight. And we have the fabulous, beautiful, ever so effervescent Miss Gloria with us. Hi, Miss Gloria. How are you?
Hello, hello, hello. It's so nice to talk to you again tonight.
It's so nice to talk to you. I think it might be girls' night at the cafe because Mr. Jamie doesn't seem to be able to be here tonight. So unless he strolls in and he's getting valet, you know, I think it might just be the two of us tonight. I hadn't heard from him ahead of time, so there you go. So it's going to be us. It's going to be us. So I was looking at some of the different things for just the current events, and oh my goodness, if you're tonight, you know about we've had the stock market going on, we had some SEALs, Army SEALs that had tragically been killed overseas. That was something that people have been dealing with and talking about. And today being Tuesday on the 9th of August, we had an incident over in Britain. For the past few days, I guess, the youth has just been going crazy in a few of the cities closer to London, and there's been burning of buildings and all kinds of stuff that's been going on, smashing of property and storefronts and things like that have been going on. So I thought tonight would be a really good opportunity to talk about global mind and kind of what that is and what's going on with all that. And getting into levels with the mob mentality and ways that we can move past that. Because one thing I really love about the Transformation Cafe is that we can transform things. We can look at things from a different perspective, hopefully a spiritual perspective, put some light and love on that and see what that's all about and really helping things to move forward. So what do you think about that with coming from just a level of global mind? Maybe you can help people to understand that a little bit from maybe your perspective, Gloria.
Well, when you start having, it's almost like an energetic virus. The emotional aspect is conveyed, the energy that comes from the emotions. And I really see mob mentality as a group of people who have been, one, overcome by the emotions that they're experiencing that is fueled by the emotions of others. And when they're overcome by that, there's a lack of or a sense of inability to be heard, to effectively mm-hmm. express what it is mm-hmm. that they need to say in a way that can create immediate results so that they feel they are being heard. And it's just a form of physical relief and expression of frustration.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, too, sometimes it's a matter, too, of, like, I've heard people talk in conversations about, because, I mean, you know, being in the L.A. area here, but, you know, because I'm out of Riverside, California, that they were talking about when we had the riots in L.A. and things like that, how people just got caught up in that frenzied activity, and it's almost like they weren't even thinking after a while. It was just they were just caught up in the moment of something bigger than themselves, and here they're marching down the street and getting caught up in activities that they wouldn't normally even think that they were part of who they were as a person, you know. So that can be dangerous and yet also concerning on a certain level that, you know, you're allowing yourself to get caught up in something bigger than you.
Well, and again, it's a frenzy. It's an energetic, emotional. You have so many pheromones and other chemicals that are released by the body that you're receiving and giving out. And like I said, it's like a virus. It's
mm-hmm.
very challenging
mm-hmm.
to be able to logically overcome something that you feel physically compelled to do based upon the emotion that you're experiencing.
Mm-hmm. So when you're getting into that mob mentality too, if you're on any level, been working on a certain level and seeing things from a kind of a spiritual perspective, there's definitely conversations out there where they're talking about the global mind. And the global mind is just coming from something similar to that, where there's just through the media and other resources, depending on what people, the majority of people are wanting to talk about, there's this, it can be coming through emotions, it be coming through just different things that are being said. Lots of times I think it actually comes more from the media than anything else. But it really can stir up a lot of different activities that you feel anxious and you don't know why. I find I have that sometimes in the morning. I'll wake up, and I mean, even before I open my eyes in the morning, I usually do a check-in to see, you know, where am I and how are things going for me and how does the energy feel for the day. And there'll be, you know, quite a few mornings where there's just have this subtle level of anxiety that I have before I really take the time to meditate and to regroup myself into a place of, you know, wishing the world well and being in a place of positive, you know, focusing, knowing that that too can make a change, you know, change just like if, you know, be, I think because even global mind could be a positive thought or a negative thought. So,
well,
what's your thoughts about that?
You're coming from an aware space, and when we came onto the planet and became human, we came to experience the human experience, and that's a 3D reality that has all of these sensations and emotions and the sensations that come from them, whether they be physical, whether they be, you know, it's all the sensories that we experience, the sensories, I'm saying sensories because it's a sensory that is not a sensation. It's more of a deeper sense of the physical and emotional sensations that we feel that go into the reason why we're here. And it can become such an addiction that we react to it. And when we are coming at it from an aware space and we are conscious and in control versus just experiencing, then you have that fine divide between the global mind and the mob mentality. Because
mm-hmm.
you can experience something on such a deep level, but if you let it overcome you, then that goes into the mob mentality. Whereas if you are experiencing it on a very deep level and you are staying present in a conscious, logical space, it's almost like becoming the facilitator while having
mm-hmm.
the experience. And that comes from being more aware and recognizing what's going on so that you can continue to hold that space of balance for you so you don't go over the edge and become mob mentality. And so the ability for global strength is so immense that a lot of, I would venture to say that the majority of people who are on this planet do not know or even have not even imagined the amount of mental power that they contain as a potential within them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you look at a lot of the yogis that have been able to work with matter and energy in a physical form, and it's only rare and unique because they've taken the time to explore and to grow it and to understand it within themselves. And the ability that people have to maintain their focus and through the training of the mind with meditation is growing, not to the level that it can be. And that's where we're going to end up getting our global mind
mm-hmm.
a lot more. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I love the fact that Gloria, one of her addresses is Mind Beyond Matter. And you actually, a lot of your programs and things that you've been developing really come from that whole thing. And I really love that. I think that's really wonderful. Just reminder to everybody about the fact that, you know, it's kind of like it always reminds me of that, was that Yogi Berra who had that one sign, you know, if you don't mind, it don't matter. Was that Yogi? I don't remember. Was that him? Or she was said, it ain't over until the fat girl sings. I don't know.
I think his may have been the second one.
But isn't that kind of the same thing? It's her mind, whether it matters or not. But it's just, there's just so much out there now. It's amazing to me when you look at the amount of people. I mean, that's one thing that's been so fabulous about the internet. Here we've got people can do their own YouTubes, they can do their own seminars, and as many people as they possibly can have on a phone line at the same time, and not having to leave the comfort of their home and being able to learn and do and all that kinds of stuff. It's just amazing. So when we talk about global mind on a certain level, of, you know, depending on what you're attracting to yourself, because, you know, you basically are getting what you're attracting 24/7. So, and, you know, you put a little thing out there on the internet and basically start searching on something and all this stuff comes popping up. It's really amazing. It's very, very amazing.
I know. I looked up tuna rice casserole today. I had so many different recipes that popped up. It's like, oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm. Well, I went camping last week with my daughters for a couple of days, and I purposely went online just to look for camping recipes, and same thing. I mean, I had like six different sites and all this different stuff, and I'm like, oh, my God, I don't want to make it that. I mean, some of the stuff is like gourmet meals over the campfire. I don't want to get that fancy. I know my girls, they'd rather have it simple anyway. They're not into all the different things you can bring. Plus, you got to bring all that stuff when you do big meals like that. You know, I used to be into all like kinds of stuff, and we kind of learned over the years just keep it simple. It's good. I wanted to hard boiling some eggs, and I cooked some bacon, and I made some cooked rice before I went, and some baked potatoes, and mixed up a whole bunch of different kinds of stuff with fresh vegetables and stuff and just kept it real simple. So it actually turned out really well. You know, and I found myself getting really excited about, you know, I would take some rice and make that into a stir fry, and then I'd grab, oh, yeah, I got a hard-boiled egg. I can, like, throw that in there, and I can have myself some breakfast. I was all excited.
So you like how we switch subjects going on to the food?
Yeah, we're moving on to food, you know, because, you know, it's basically, that's my global mind. That's the way we're the Transformation Cafe. We're going to eat our way through joy and happiness and gratitude and appreciation. It can start with food.
It's another form of sensation with that global mind.
That's right. We all can relate to food on whatever level because it's such a powerful thing. I mean, you know, there's relationships to ourselves and others and family and just all the different things that we connect with when it comes to food, you know. I don't know why I'm being reminded of, I at one point after my mom had passed away, I was reading a book that was basically a book about people that basically helped to connect loved ones to the other side, mediums and things like that. And that's one thing that there was like two or three chapters in this one book that I read that had all this stuff about food. And, the, you know, people passing over and stuff would remind, there'd be the scent in the room of a certain, you know, a food or something. So it's those fragrances and stuff that they could be able to pass over and stuff like that. It's like, oh, my gosh, you smell ham? I smell ham or whatever. I'm smelling scalloped potatoes. That's really weird. Okay, you know, it's like a family favorite that they would have that they would, you know, how it is in some holidays and stuff, that you just have your favorites that you do. It's that holiday or it's that gathering or something that just with certain kinds of foods and flavors that remind everybody about certain things. So that's very powerful anyway, because you can get into aromatherapies and they talk about the amount of the triggers of scent, you know, and how we lock in so many memories and stuff through scent. It's really powerful. Very, very powerful to have stuff like that going on. So if we had a mob mentality, we could have like mint and chamomile and all these really wonderful subtle scents that just kind of ease the senses and, you know, calmed everybody down so, you know, they'd all like chill out. How about that?
I don't know. I think bergamot would be a great way to just, you know, exacerbate that issue.
Yeah, instead of gas bombs and stuff like that, they would be these aroma bombs that could go out there and just help mellow everybody out. That's probably not a bad idea.
You know, it really isn't.
I don't think so. I think here we are chatting, coming up with a new idea. But that actually probably would be a really good idea. You know, be able to do something like that.
This is good.
Yeah, it would be awesome. You know, maybe that's the reason, like you're saying, it's that sense of being frustrated and having, you know, the suppressed angers and things like that. They're not really allowing themselves to be able to, you know, blow through a feeling without having it feel like it's something that's inhibiting who they really are and what's going on. So, you know, we get out our little journals and seminar programs. It's like, okay, let's all just sit down and journal about that, okay?
Well, that's better than weather control.
I know, it is. It is, instead of having them, you know, smashing window, you know, storefronts and burning buildings and all that kinds of stuff. So it's just, you know, it's a very interesting situation. And it's just like going on with the new money markets and stuff that's happening. I think that's really, I'm kind of watching it from a different perspective because they're talking about we're now potentially going back into another depression and things like that. So it's interesting what they're naming things. And how they're putting it out there on whatever level. And I always think of whatever's in the forefront of what the media says and things like that, there's this other kind of a flip-flop that's happening where there's actually all these resources that are gathering so, you know, the amount of turnover can come that much more on a quicker basis for things being able to turn themselves around and have it be positive. So, you know, I look at it that way. It's almost like the negative of a picture. You know, you're just seeing one little aspect of something instead of really seeing what's really happening. We're seeing the negative instead of the positive, you know, literally kind of a thing when it comes to pictures and things like that. So it's just very, very interesting. But, you know, going back to the, you know, ways that we can to look at those things, you know, on a mob mentality or a global mind, and then thinking and knowing of ways that could really help to alleviate that, help people to feel better. You know, we kind of came up with a level of aromatherapy and things like that. But again, I think meditation and just coming from levels of really seeking to find what I can be grateful for or appreciating in a moment as opposed to getting caught up in the frustrations of something like that. Sometimes that's a big challenge. Big, big challenge to be trying to say, what am I grateful for in this moment when, you know, anybody else would look at you like you're crazy? What are you thinking? There's nothing to be grateful for in here. Nothing at all. What are you talking about? You know? So how do you handle that when you've got something like that or just catching yourself when you think that, it's, you know, that I have nothing, I can't find anything in this moment?
I don't understand that question.
If you had a frustration or you had something that really just kind of got you all worked up, how would you, you know, what kind of process would you go through to help yourself to just calm it down and then take it from a different perspective?
Depends. Are people around?
Mm-hmm. Well, let's go both ways. Okay, yes, there are a lot of people around right now, and the agitation was caused, you know, partly and because of the other people and just their level of whatever. It stirred you up and got you going.
I take a deep breath and quiet my mind and empty my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Because
okay,
the stress. The stress and the tension that are contained within the body, within the muscle tissue, is
mm-hmm.
releasing chemicals that create more stress. So
mm-hmm.
by taking a breath, you break the pattern of the muscle tension in the body,
mm-hmm.
and you then exhale, and you're also exhaling all of that negative or stress tension that's been in the body,
mm-hmm.
and you help to allow the blood flow and the oxygen that's in the blood to be able to circulate in the body and to help diminish the chemical supply that
mm-hmm.
was created. It's kind of like
mm-hmm.
a natural, it's like doing a cleanse. Instead of flushing your body with water, you make a point to flush it with air. Just breathe
mm-hmm.
and relax.
That sounds nice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like I've noticed lately that I could get caught up in, you know, in a particular environment. My younger daughter went to the DMV and got her driver's license just last week. And I was kind of noticing a level of, you know, just kind of people being feeling like they were stuck and they were having to wait, and that impatient, you know, want to get it done and get out kind of thing feeling going on. And I would just look outside and I would look to find a tree or something like that, and then notice the breeze moving through the trees.
Well,
getting into the natural flow of things being flowing and easy, you know, ease and flow of just the natural rhythm of nature, as opposed to what was kind of going on inside, because people were all kind of, it's almost like I feel like there were a bunch of people all feeling like their emotions or feelings were being like ping pong balls that were being kind of battered back and forth.
Right.
You know?
If I'm in a situation where there's other people that are upset, and so, because I'm very sensitive to their energy and their emotions from an empathic place, I've always made a point to go inside myself and to just be in the moment and to not have any expectation and to just be present in that moment. And, you know, it's really interesting. When you make a decision, it's almost like a resolve. You make a decision to exist in a space, it's instead of saying, oh, I have to get someplace, you're actually projecting that you're already there, and so it makes you in a hurry to leave where you are. If you realize you're going to be there for a while and you just accept it, and you just exist in that moment and say, well, you know, that's not going to happen because I can either leave. You have a choice. You can leave or you can stay. So it's a choice that you make to stay or to leave, and then immediately the stress and the tension goes away too.
I like that word, resolve. It's a good word. I'm going to resolve that I'm here in this moment. I'm making this you know, personal choice.
It's a choice.
I choose. I am. You know, that's one of those exercises that's out there about, you know, the fact that we do have power of choice. You know, I'm choosing to have this be, you know, where a part of my, you know, my experience right now. I think one thing I've learned over the years that's been really good is doing, in yoga, there's a practice called a body scan, where you actually go from either your toes all the way through your body, or you start at your head and kind of relax the whole body. And
you realize they did not invent that.
Huh?
I said, you realize they did not invent that.
Well, you know, I learned it a long, long time ago with John Kabat-Zinn and also with Louise Hay. I mean, they both have really good audio programs where they'll actually do that with a part of their stuff, and there'll be some positive affirmations.
Well,
so just kind of relaxing your body and going through that, and then catching yourself in just this different pace, because lots of times you don't even know you're holding tension or holding something in a certain way.
I say that from a place of humor, because I've been told there's a lot of things that I do, and I'm assuming it's a past life issue, because I did things before I even knew that yoga was in existence, that I'm now finding out was yoga when I was like 8
or 9 years old. There you go.
And so that was kind of a humorous thing. It's like, well, they didn't invent it. See, you know, and a lot of practices do that about being aware of your body. When I was taking dance lessons as a child, you know, you had to be very aware of where your body was and what it was doing and when.
I think everybody should take some kind of dance or something like that. I mean, because there's a difference between being athletic and knowing your body and being in dance and knowing your body.
It is.
You know, I think so. Yeah, I think so. Because we both have been athletic too, so yeah. Yeah. Because I know that in yoga, when it comes to the breath, and that's one thing I learned Kundalini yoga, and with that, there's always this, you do a motion or you'll do an exercise, you know, some kind of a part of the practice, and then you stop and you connect with your body again. You connect with your breath, you connect with the body, you connect with the earth. And then you go to the next position or part of whatever you're doing for a routine or something like that. So it's always just pausing to kind of check in with your breath and where you are and how your body feels different than it did before. I think that could be so profound when people realize that. One thing that I was amazed when I first realized it, but Louise Hay has one exercise where she said to relax relax to the base of your tongue.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, how many people would even think to relax the base of their tongue? You know, it comes to levels.
There's a massage practice, and I think it's called Feldenkrais.
It's called what? Feldenkrais?
I think so. where you stretch the muscles with your you stretch the muscles of your tongue in conjunction with the eye muscles, and it helps to elicit different responses in the body as well. It's very nice.
So you like stick out your tongue and you like roll your eyes or something?
There was one exercise
that
I remember.
You can do that.
You're
like patting your head and rubbing your tummy at the same time.
Yeah.
Something like that.
There was one exercise I remember where they had the tongue go one direction, out and to the left, and then the eyes, you look to the right and up. And it was really an interesting experience.
Well, you know, and we're so iso when it comes to stuff like that, when it comes to the body, there's so many times when we don't really come from a place of recognizing everything's connected.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you're so isolating lots of times when it comes to movements and things like that, you really forget on some levels that it's all connected. And, I mean, think of facial expressions and when you're talking and how you would react to everything, how everything's connected anyway. So it's just a different way of doing that. I did a Feldenkrais class one time, and it was really fascinating the way that – and I was coming in as a newbie, and I was watching some of these people using it as a part of adding to their therapy practices and stuff that they were doing for, you know, being therapists and physical therapists and stuff. So it was real interesting to see some people in the room, how they were utilizing that with things that they already knew and kind of sharing with that. And then, I partner up with people because there would be different exercises and stuff, and just the way that they were present with me was really interesting. So I learned a lot about that, which is coming from that experience. Yeah, it's just very, very interesting.
I think everybody should experience all of these things at least once, just so that they know about them and how it can really interact and support their body and their awareness of it.
Yeah, I agree. I agree, because it does. It gives you a different perspective. It gives you, I don't know, I really have come to, be in love with my body in just a different way. You really appreciate it and accept it at a different level because of how it really can, it holds you and sustains you, and how do you, what position are you in? And coming from that level of self-love, it's very powerful to be able to connect on that way. So it's all really good to be able to do that. And then coming back to the breath, because the breath is just, it's depending on what practice and what practice you're coming from. I mean, so many of them really base everything in the breath. Being connected and helping yourself to balance and just, being on the planet and having everything, be in unison with one another. It's, it's as simple as breathing in and breathing out, being able to connect with all that stuff. I've heard it's better to breathe longer out than in.
No, it was the other way around.
So it's better breathe short in and then long out? Did I say the same thing? I said it a different way.
Longer. You said
longer in and then shorter out.
Well, if you're talking about length of breath or where you hold it, because the
length of breath, I think.
Oh, okay. Length of breath would be shorter in, longer out.
Shorter,
but that's an opinion. You can go to different sports trainers. And they will provide you both with different answers. I think that it stimulates two different things. I know when you breathe in slower, that you are controlling the amount of air that your body is getting. Mm-hmm. And when you are exhaling slower, you are controlling the flow of how much oxygen, how you're using it. So as you're exhaling, if you exhale slower, you're going to not get air in as quickly. So it's more about the regulation. I personally think it should be moderated both ways, long in, long out.
Well, and I've even heard that, holding your breath when you go out and then holding your breath when you come in. So there's
And then holding your breath when you go in, it said that you connect faster to the higher consciousness. You're more etherically connected when you inhale and hold the breath, whereas when you exhale and hold the breath, you're more grounded into a third dimensional aspect, and it's pulling you, not so much pulling you away from your connection with Source, but it brings you into the dimension where Source is not as present or prevalent.
Yeah. So I wish we're down to our last 30 seconds. So I wish everyone breathe in and hold that consciousness. So when you, you know, you have any kind of like a global mind thing where you're feeling a little anxious, take a nice deep breath in and hold that for a couple seconds if you can. That's all.
Yeah, and then make sure to exhale when you're ready.
And then make sure to exhale. Yeah, exhale is a good idea too. Well, thank you, girl. I appreciate you coming in and being a part of the show. And I'm glad it was a girl's night, so that was a very, very wonderful thing. Thank you again to all of our listeners, and we look forward to talking to you again at the cafe.
This has been another wonderful evening filled with lively and unusual dinner conversation and you. We are so glad you decided to join us. You make it special, and we are always happy to hear from you at Transformation Cafe. You can find out more about the people on our shows by clicking on our website, transformation-cafe.com, and checking out where all our other previous shows are available on demand, or here at Blog Talk Radio Transformation Cafe. If you are interested in appearing as a guest chef, you can email us at show@transformation-cafe.com. Thanks again, travel well, and we will see you next time here at Transformation Cafe. Good night.